take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
Hello, and welcome to our first nurse Q&A with our new Nurses Out Loud Tuesday co-host, Melissa Schreibfeder. She is the owner and creator of Functional Nurse Academy and brings a variety of knowledge and experience to our program. I like to lovingly call her the Dr. McCullough of nursing. Since Dr. McCullough loves to talk about research whenever he speaks, this is how Melissa is. And her first show, if you guys haven't checked that out this week, it aired on Tuesday, and it is called Mold and Mycotoxins, A Root Cause of Mystery Illness. So before we get started answering your questions about the state of healthcare, how to boost our immune system, how to develop courage in speaking truth, the war of good versus evil, and the lawsuit against the FDA for them propagandizing ivermectin, calling it a horse drug, I just want to give a couple of minutes to Melissa just to introduce herself to our audience.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for the kind words, Jody. I'm so excited to be here with you guys and to be official on Nurses Out Loud. So I am a registered nurse, functional medicine practitioner. Long story short, was sick for a long time, had tremendous healing with holistic modalities, which led me to start my own functional medicine practice. And with all of the craziness going on with COVID and so many nurses being out of work due to the mandates, and also seeing that so many holistic alternative medicine organizations were still just touting the CDC nonsense, I then decided to launch Functional Nurse Academy, which is a training program for nurses that recognizes things like vaccine injury and also teaches nurses how to work to uncover the root cause of chronic disease process, because our country is really, really sick. And we have a lot of nurses that know what's going on and they're fed up and they want to leave the system and get out there and help people. So it's really a mission. I feel like this is a mission from God to get this information out to people and then really equip the nurses to go out and serve their communities and get people healed.
Yes, I love that. Awesome. Well, that is going to lead into a few of the questions that we have. But today we also have, and we're really committed to bringing the four of us together every Friday to answer your Q&A. So you get four different perspectives. Today, I also have with me Nurse Michelle and Nurse Kimberly. And of course, I am your host, Nurse Jody O'Malley. And we're just a reminder, guys, that we are on air 5 days a week on iHeartRadio or on our world-class media player on AmericaOutloud.news. You can also download the America Out Loud Talk Radio app. And then, of course, you can always wait for our shows to go to podcast a day or two later. And we are on practically every podcast app out there available. And send your questions to us, nurses@AmericaOutloud.com. All right, well, let's get started. We'll get started with one of the questions that you kind of just raised, or statements that you just raised, Melissa. Kelly writes, "Thank you for all that you do. I feel like something big is going to happen. I hear you guys talk about that we're in war, spiritual war of good and evil. What does that mean exactly? Who wants to take that first?
Well, when we read our Bibles, if you are Christian, you will know that it specifically states that the love of money is the root of all evil. And we see this in healthcare, that there's so much pain and suffering, but then there's also so many financial incentives to do things like not actually treat the disease that will lead to healing. Don't actually heal people. Don't actually cure anything. Just manage these diseases. And then we are also seeing a lot of corruption, well, throughout the entire world, but especially in healthcare, when we have these regulating agencies that are actually funded by the companies that they are supposed to safeguard us from. So we end up with these pharmaceutical products that get released out to the public, causing this massive harm. And then also when we were talking about ivermectin, the information is out there. We see the vast majority of studies showing that ivermectin actually was a safe treatment in many cases for COVID. And the studies that are showing that ivermectin was ineffective. Many of these studies were fraudulent. They were very poorly done. They were funded by people who had conflicts of interest. So it just goes to show at what extent companies, corporations, and individuals, government agencies will harm people when the bottom line for them is how much revenue they can generate from these things.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think we also saw it a big, awakening was how many nurses and doctors kept their mouth shut and just followed protocol. It was all about, CDC says, just like you said, we're following these three-letter agencies and abandoning all known science, which we call evidence-based practice in nursing. Doctors call it evidence-based medicine, right? And people just abandon all of that, remove the advocate from the bedside, et cetera, just so that they could keep their paycheck. So again, I'll just tag along with that. Money is the root of all evil. I think that money, if you have money and you have good intentions behind it, and that is not what's driving your life, that you have a passion and a purpose, to help people. And if money comes because of that, and you do good with that money, that's great. But when you're a nurse or a doctor, for example, or anybody that takes, an oath to uphold ethics, like an attorney, right? So many people take ethical oaths, in their profession, and you only do it to keep your paycheck. And then you're saying, I have to do this to support my family. It becomes self-serving. And therefore, you're not serving others. So,
yeah, I think the whole word of God, when you look at good and evil, the whole message is that we're supposed to stand by truth. We're to uphold the truth. We're persecuted for the truth. I mean, Jesus was very likely the reason why they came after him was because they couldn't handle the truth he was saying. It exposed the evil of the Pharisees and how corrupt they were, how they had twisted the truth into laws and rules for the citizenry that put the people in bondage to all these rules. And here we've watched for this entire 4 years, truth be suppressed. We should not be afraid of the truth. The truth doesn't have to hide. If it's false, it will be found out. But to silence us and to censor us, that is evidence that evil is about, because evil, the dark side, doesn't want the truth to be out. And it looks like the truth is that there were nefarious powers at play when it came to the virus even coming to our country, nefarious powers at play with getting this vaccine propelled onto the public, certainly nefarious powers at play that represent evil, that forced people to get these vaccines or lose your job, lose your way to provide for your family, afford your home, your rent, your food. I mean, it's a very picture of evil.
Yeah, I agree. I think the level of evil that we've seen in the last 4 years, I've been in healthcare for nearly 30 years now, and the fact that corporations and these hospital systems have placed profits over patients, is that's not anything new. But I never thought that I would see the day where we were actually systematically murdering patients for profit. But that's exactly what was happening inside of hospitals all across this country with these deadly hospital protocols, with the denial of life-saving medications to patients, safe, effective, affordable medications like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that have been around for decades. I never imagined. And I think that's why I don't want to say that every nurse has done this, that every nurse is complicit. Mm-hmm. I think that many just don't want to see that level of evil, and they honestly choose to be blind to it. And there's been many times that I've questioned, you know, if I could unsee what I have seen these last 4 years, would I? I don't even know. You know, I'd like to say no, but it's a lot more comfortable when you can't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, but when you're given the discernment, right?
Right.
And that discernment comes from the Holy Spirit. But if you're not seeking the Holy Spirit, right, and you're not listening to that little whisper that's trying to lead you, then you are going to stay living in things of this world, you know? Yeah. And, you know, we have Easter Sunday, which I don't like calling it Easter for, you know, historical reasons of the name. We'll call it Resurrection Sunday. You know, that is, you know, Jesus giving his life and taking all of our sins and transgressions upon him so that, you know, by his stripes, we are healed. But so many people, I mean, we saw that with the church doors closing and pastors really exposing themselves, you know, that they were not protecting their people. They were not preaching the word of God. They were isolating their members. But, you know, it also leads to the next question that I have. Laura writes, I love your podcast and listen to them all the time. I am a nurse who understands that healthcare has changed, but I am afraid to speak up for fear of losing my job. What gives you guys the courage to speak the truth and actually record it for the world to hear? LOL. Go ahead, Michelle. Why don't you take this one?
Well, I tell you, I was just interviewed from a UK person, and he literally said to me, Michelle, what is it that makes us so confident that there's nothing going to shut us up about this? We are going to speak the truth without fear. But why is it so many people are afraid? And I said, I'm going to ask you a question to see if it's true or not. But I said, it seems to be true as I ask more people questions, that those of us that are out there that are not afraid to speak, if you look back in our past, you see a lot of suffering or persecution or injustice, or something has happened to you in your life that woke you up younger, that made you say, wait a minute, the system isn't for me. Wait a minute, it doesn't have my best at heart. Oh, wait, this doctor isn't actually trying to help me. I mean, I've been a major medical person. I've had a kid who's in the federal vaccine court, and I've had a child who's been prosecuted by the church because she divorced a man because he did not commit adultery. He just, you know, tried to kill her. So when you get woke up to those kind of things and your eyes are open and you're having to fight for justice or for truth, or you're aware that actually the naive girl that I possibly was at one time didn't get a chance to survive as a naive person. And I'm probably still more naive than some. But the reality is, waking up to seeing what it is, you cannot unsee it. So once you see that everybody's not for you, everybody's not your friend, you may work with them, but they may turn you into the Nazis if they could, if you go against something. When you realize that, and this whole last 4 years has shown that, people will turn in their friends. They will demoralize their friends and make them feel like they're crap because they didn't get the COVID vaccine. I am amazed at people still threatening that probably all four of us should be de-licensed just because we have the opinions we have. I mean, where are we? It does not sound like American society. So bravery, I think there's something from the past. I think we all have something that woke us up. That's my kind of finale on that, is that courage comes from maybe persecution that you had to learn to muscle up and fight for yourself or somebody you really care about, and And you can't stop being strong once you've gotten that strength.
Yeah.
And also at the end of the day, when it's just you and God, and that you know and you're confident that you did the right thing, that's right with your soul. And I remember when Kimberly and I first got together, and, you know, Kimberly, I think that you were the only other nurse I knew besides myself that was speaking out and was willing to say these things. But I remember making that decision. I was like, what is happening here is evil. And I decided that, okay, if I speak out against this, if I go public with this, I am going to take a risk. But I know that just it, like what Michelle is saying in our history, that when we have had significant change for the good, it's because people took a risk. And I knew that if my nursing board is so corrupt that it is going to prevent me from speaking truth, then I don't want the license, which thankfully I still have the license, but I know at the end of the day, even if I were to lose my license, I can still do good in this world. And I have another example real quick. When all of this stuff with the refusal of providing early treatment, telling patients, you know, go home, just wait until you can't breathe and then go to the hospital. That is insane. And that is wrong. And people died unnecessarily because of that. So I was advocating for patients, you know, kind of behind the scenes, letting them know, you know, here are the studies, here's the evidence that early treatment works. Here is where you can go to get the early treatment. And I really believe that there are people that I advocated for that would not be here today if I didn't intervene. While I was doing this, I had a friend that's also in healthcare that came to me and they said, Melissa, I know that this may work, but you could lose your license over this. And I remember thinking, how would my license be more important than this individual's life? And I think that fear is not from God, right? And so when we fear people and their licensing and our licensing boards, and then everyone around us is doing the same thing, it's really easy just to follow in line with that. And it is scary at first. It was very scary when I first started speaking out because I had people that said nasty things to me. I lost friends, but those friends weren't really my real friends. And now I have closer, more, you know, significant relationships with people. But you just have to walk through the fear in the beginning and then keep God close. Pray daily. And I promise it gets better. Each and every day it gets better.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you, Melissa. And that's the thing for me, you know, I was scared to death when I first started this, you know, but I think that leaning on my faith is what has got me through this. And, you know, I didn't have the financial provisions to do anything that I did, but I say in a speech early on that I gave when I started Nurse Freedom Network that I answer to a higher authority than the ANA, the FDA, or the CDC. I answer to God. And, you know, at the end of the day, a paycheck is never going to be more important than a human life. And when I saw what was happening, you know, I had been exempted from the mandates, but there was no way that I could, in good conscience, recommend a vaccine for children, you know, with a virus that had a 99.9815% survival rate. Children were at negligible risk. I couldn't sleep at night knowing that I was encouraging children to get that. And by that point, I had already seen the death and the devastation that these vaccines had. I'm not going to call it a vaccine. We know it's not a vaccine, that these jabs had caused. I'd already seen that. So for me to be encouraging this for people and not thinking about it, just to put my own paycheck and my own comfort ahead of that is not of God. I would not have been able to live with myself to do that. And I think back, you know, I've wanted to be a nurse since I'm 2 years old. I worked incredibly hard for my career. And I hope that that carries some weight to it when people hear me speaking out, that they understand how hard I worked to be a nurse, how much I wanted this. This is all I've ever wanted to do. And the fact that I would give it up for this, that carries some weight, I think. I think it carries significant weight to it. But yeah, I think it's, you know, taking that giant leap of faith and leaning into God and knowing that you're doing the right thing and you're standing in righteous truth. I supported myself long before I was a nurse. I will support myself long after if they take my license. And you can't, when I stand before God, he's going to be saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I think, you know, several things. First of all, you know, they say fear is a false evidence of things appearing real, right? And that's what we saw immediately with the lockdowns. I mean, this month, guys, is 4 years. 4 years since COVID happened, and we locked down the world, and then all the death and destruction that happened because of the measures, not because of said virus, right? And people need to realize that. I mean, for me, I was just given the in my soul, I knew, I'm not likening myself to Jesus or anything like that, but God told me, like, pay attention to this. And immediately I felt the impacts of what was going to happen, not what could happen, but what was going to happen. And yes, I spoke out, and I spoke out immediately. You know, it's really cool to see all my Facebook memories pop up when I was like, what the F is going on? Right. Like, yeah. Immediately in February, like, hello, you know, just to be bold. But when you have that spirit of truth and love in your heart and in your soul, you are going to speak boldly and courageously in that. Not to say that you don't have fear of losing your license, losing your career, but they can't take away our education. They can't ever take away what's in our brain that we know, right? So they could take away those letters. Those letters may, you know, give us a paycheck if we want to live or work in the system. But just like Melissa came up with, right? She still has her RN license, but what she's doing, what Kimberly's doing, what Michelle's doing, what I'm doing, we don't need a license in order to do that. So how do we speak the truth and record it for the world to see? We do that because we have science on our side. We have evidence-based practice. We understand that when say ivermectin came on the scene, we know how to type in ivermectin into Micromedics, for example, and look and say, how is this working in the body? What are the monitoring? What do we need to monitor for? Which was essentially nothing, right? We didn't have to take vital signs. We didn't have to draw labs with it. You know, what were the contraindications? Virtually nothing. Everybody could take this. So that right there was like, you know, to be a nurse on the floor and to talk to other doctors and nurses at that time, you know, when I first learned about it in October of 2020, I spoke out against that all the time, you know, trying to get people to look at the science and say, how can we still tell people not to come to the hospital until they're blue in the face? By that time, we know that their body is being, you know, overloaded. It's being ravaged by the immune system trying to work so hard that it's starting to fail. Why would we do that? And I had nurses talk about reporting me to the board. And like Melissa had said, and Michelle and Kimberly, who cares, right? Go ahead and report me to the board. They wound up doing that. I got more than a dozen complaints against my license, and I had an ethics evaluation, and I was deemed ethical in my disclosure. So that's what I'm saying. How do we speak the truth? Because we know what the truth is, and the truth will set you free, right? So yeah, that's how we do it. We do that in love and in truth. And everybody's talking about, oh, there's so many different truths and this and that. You know what? God, Jesus is the truth, the life, and the way. Many Americans and people around the world will be celebrating this holiday on Sunday. And I just highly encourage you guys to keep him and what he did for you and what he's going to do in the forefront of your mind. And don't distract your kids with Easter bunny eggs and and Easter bunny baskets and all of this. This is about Jesus and what he did, right? And you understand that, like, and maybe you're just hearing us for the first time, but none of us talk about a specific religion, right, guys? I mean, when we're talking about, you know, Jesus, we're not talking about Catholicism or Pentecostal or Baptist or anything. We are talking about a personal relationship and the Word of God, which is the Bible, right? It's been trying to, what is that movie? The Case for Christ. I highly recommend, you know, people to watch that with their family. This is a journalist that went out and tried to disprove the Bible. And he did this as an investigative journalist. And what he found was he drew closer to the Lord because of it. And we also have a big eclipse that's happening on the 8th of April, which is, it's going to be miraculous. I mean, just even the probability and the statistics of this happening at a time when we're supposed to be looking at the sun, the moon, and the stars. Jesus tells us in the Bible, even in Genesis, in the beginning, that, you know, when you look up to the heavens, those are for signs and they're for appointed times. Well, what other appointed times do we have in the Word of God? It's not Easter Sunday. It is Passover, right? And it's all of the feasts that the Lord tells us in, I believe it's Leviticus 23. And these are all appointed times. People come and celebrate Passover because of what the Lord, you know, did for the Israelites and brought them out of captivity. They come for appointed times all the time. And they base that on the sun, the moon, and the stars. And we have the eclipse happening. So this is a very exciting time to be alive, right?
It's exhilarating.
It is. Why do you feel that's exhilarating, Kimberly? Why?
It's just amazing to me to be, you know, to feel like I have been chosen for such a time as this. And I do feel like I was chosen. I do feel like I was very called to this path that I'm on. And while it can be frightening, it's just, I don't know. I just have this inexplicable, like, just feeling of exhilaration to be in this time and to have been chosen to be in such a significant point in the history of the world and to play a role in that. I think it's exhilarating.
Yeah. I think we also found out through this movement that we've all become a part of, that what's all going down, we see there's spiritual components. We see there's good against evil going on. And what's been exposed is showing us that there was a need to call up people who were going to open their mouths and speak truth. So there's no doubt. And it seems like all kinds of experiences. I was just referring to somebody just the other night saying, have you ever heard people talk about some of the things that we're all talking about? I mean, I'm more than half of 100. Nobody's ever talked like this. Right. And the kind of conversations that we're all having with each other are evidence something is definitely more is going on than meets the eye. And those that are aware of that are validating it. And okay, so we're validating something's going on. So just keep speaking truth, right? You know, because it matters right now more than ever, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And to add on to that, something that before COVID, even questioning safety of vaccines was something that was not tolerated. You would be ostracized by people in your profession, which is still happening. However, it is becoming more the norm to start questioning. It's not unusual post-COVID for people to be questioning not only the COVID vaccines, but the CDC schedule. And again, I think that there's been so much evil going on in healthcare for so long, and people were not aware of it. And what happened with COVID and the COVID vaccines, that woke a lot of people up to what is going on with the CDC childhood schedule and just the, you know, very poor studies and the safety signals. And parents are now starting to wake up that what do you mean this isn't the vaccine schedule that I had when I was a kid? What do you mean this is the most aggressive vaccine schedule in the world? And then that we have some vaccines like hepatitis B that had 5 days of safety testing and 250 mics of aluminum, which far exceeds what the acceptable, the stated safety limit per FDA. So we see that evidence, even in, if we look through FDA inserts and other documents, we see where how they're contradicting themselves. And we also, it's out to the public how captured these agencies are.
You know, and if the truth is that these childhood vaccines are harming America's children, for goodness sakes, how could you be silent?
Yeah. Yeah. How can you be silent? Well, right now we have to be silent for a break. We have to go to break and listen to our show sponsors. Guys, we have amazing products and a line of show sponsor, our family of sponsors on AmericaOutloud.news. If you go to our AmericaOutloud.shop, you will see exclusive discounts available to only you, the Talk Radio Out Loud listeners. And our show sponsor that we do talk about a lot is the Sia Redox Gel. It's a cell signaling supplement, which a lot of people really can't wrap their head around. But, you know, the three of us have used the Redox Gel for a variety of reasons. And it has helped us with skin issues. We have heard from inflammation, pain, right? So check out AmericaOutloud.shop and we will be right back after the break.
It's time and this is why.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code Out Loud.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
It's time and this is why.
Welcome back, guys. Thank you for joining us on Friday's Q&A edition on Nurses Out Loud. Thank you for sending in your questions, your comments, your concerns to us. We are honored that we have this platform to speak the truth to you guys and also our opinions, right? We all have them, and we do speak on what we feel is laid on our heart. Sometimes it is backed up on research, but that's also too where we encourage you guys to be your own researcher. Whatever questions come up in your mind or concerns or thoughts, you know, you do your due diligence on doing your own research. But again, we are honored to be here and give our opinions to you guys. So our next question is from Jasper. He writes, please list three things you think we should be doing or taking to help boost our immune system daily. I'd like for the four of you to answer.
Okay, I definitely have opinions on this that I feel like we all try to get the message out there. The science exists for long-standing knowledge that iodine is a broad-spectrum anti-infective, antiviral, antibacterial. Every family should have in their home 1% iodine nasal and oral cleanse. If they do not have that and they're already sick, they should have at least some gargles in their home, and they should be looking up some DIY recipes. We all have the recipes we can provide for y'all at nurses@americaoutloud.com. If you want to get that, send a question. But at the first sign of a snivel, cough, or sore throat, or any scratchy throat or anything, we are being told somehow they can predict, like Nostradamus, apparently the future, and tell us that something bad, worse than COVID, is coming this year. Well, if they're telling you that's coming, you do not wait until you are sick with it to get your iodine in your home. So I definitely want to say that is imperative. It's on, you know, you can get it from the shop here on America Out Loud, and there's DIY recipes as well. So that's one of my very important things. And please get a nebulizer in your home. That would be the second most important thing that I think you should have. And then there's doctors that have published wonderful data on ways you can boost your immune system with certain supplements. You need to have those supplements in your home. You need to get quality supplements, and they are available at the shop here at America Out Loud. So get the quality supplements and have them in your home and call it your COVID preparedness basket or your sick preparedness basket, but be prepared. Do not wait.
Okay. So Melissa or Michelle, dilute povidone iodine, nebulizer, one other thing. You get only one other one.
Okay. So the simple button is like the Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko. It has four very important supplements all in one pill. That is a very easy button to push, but you're getting your C, D, quercetin, and I think vitamin A should be in the house as well.
Yes, to all of that. I agree with you, Michelle. And taking that root cause approach, you know how some people may just seem like they catch everything and they don't have that much resiliency. And then you may notice you have other friends that they can go around a whole bunch of people that were sick and they don't get sick. And we always want to go back to the why, or say that you were a person who got COVID and you ended up with long COVID. That is basically a sign that your check engine light is on. And we want the body to be healthy enough to where if you do get some type of acute viral bacterial illness, it's no more than maybe some sniffles and a sore throat. So one thing that we have a lot of information on is vitamin D. A lot of people in our country are very deficient in vitamin D. And not only is this important for your immune health, it's actually a hormone in the body, and it's important for your neurological health. A lot of people are also depleted in multiple minerals, such as magnesium. If you're low in magnesium, you need magnesium to activate vitamin D. So I think that everyone should be getting a vitamin D level drawn yearly, one time in the winter, and then get it drawn again in the summer. But you can get your own vitamin D level drawn for about $20 from a direct pay laboratory. The direct pay laboratory that I recommend is bltsystem.com, best laboratory system. A lot of people don't know that they can actually self-order some of their own labs. And unfortunately, because of insurance companies, most insurance companies are not going to cover for you to get a vitamin D level, even though we saw that when COVID was going through, most of the people that were in the ICU with COVID were vitamin D deficient. And you want your vitamin D levels to be between 60 and 90. Remember, when we're looking at these standard reference ranges, these are highly, highly outdated, and they're not reflective of what we need for good health. So that's number one, do not be vitamin D deficient. Be optimal in that area. Get the healthy sunshine. Most people I see are not generating enough D just on their own, but some of the worst health advice is telling people to avoid the sun. No, you do not want to be going out and getting sun damage, but healthy sun exposure is health promoting. Moving on to number two, a healthy gut microbiome. If your gut microbiome is a mess, you're not going to be properly absorbing and utilizing nutrients from the food that you eat. So you want to make sure you support your gut health. Organic foods, fermented vegetables, eat the foods that God designed for us to eat. Get a good water filter. All of those things are just systemically supportive, really supportive of the gut microbiome. To have a healthy microbiome, we need to have a diversity of different natural plant foods and things like that. And then number three is your nervous system, you know, and I know that we are coming to you guys probably on an electronic device, but remember, we need to limit our time on these things because we know it upregulates the stress response. And I'm sure all of us have had some type of experience where we're fine, and then we have a loss in the family or job loss or something, and then we end up sick. Stress is a huge hit to your immune system. So just being mindful of that every day. And again, like, you know, we live in this world, we are not of this world, okay? And we're gonna have things thrown at us all day. That seems like a lot, but having that, you know, relationship with God, giving it to God, because we can't all do it on our own.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you guys what I do for my immune boosting properties. Supplementation is key. I like Melissa and Michelle both mentioned, we are all so deficient, particularly in vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. I don't think any of us get the appropriate amount of sunshine that we need. I think the average American is severely deficient in vitamin D. So what I do is I do a D3 K2. I use Ascent Nutrition, a D3 K2. K2 helps to maximize the absorption of the vitamin D. I also do a Garrikon mushroom. Interesting fun fact about mushrooms. Did you know that we actually share more DNA with mushrooms than we do with plants?
Wow.
That's my fun fact of the day.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say we share more DNA with mushrooms than we do with apes.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to look into that one. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, we do actually share more DNA with mushrooms than we do with plants. And the agaricon mushroom actually is shown to support healthy lung function, and it does support immune system as well, immune health. I do vitamin C, of course. I do Nutramedics vitamin C, and cemento, which is also known as cat's claw, is shown to do immune system balance. But in addition to supplementation, I think that it's important to get adequate sleep. People are not doing adequate sleep. That is so important. And then the other thing, of course, as Melissa alluded to, stress reduction. You know, we're also upregulated. We need to find ways, whether that be a healthy detox. I love my time in my sauna, where I'm kind of just spending time meditating and detoxing my body and just trying to bring it down just a bit. And I myself struggle with that a little bit. So, but I think those are the three things: supplementation, adequate sleep, and stress reduction.
Okay, guys, well, you hit on all the ones that I would have hit on. So let me come up with three other ones. Laughing. We have to laugh. We have to be joyful. Stress is a silent killer, just like diabetes and sugar, right? We have to be around others. So search for a community. A community of friends, of like-minded people, go out and dance. If that was, you know, if you forgot that you love to dance, for example, go out when you're hanging out with your girlfriends, take a walk or your husband, you know, at night. So we need to bring laughter back into the world and into your world. Water. Super important. If we're not hydrated, our body is not functioning properly. So like Melissa said, a good water, not tap water. After this program on Fridays, following us is the Healing for the Ages, where the four doctors, Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt host their Q&A. So I highly encourage you guys to check them out too, because they are doing just a wealth of research and bringing you guys, you know, things that you could do naturally. So we have water, we have laughter, and prayer, you know, going into the Word of God, listening to preachers that you like. I really like Jack Hibbs, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, J.D. Farag. Those are just a few of the ones that I listen to. You know, yeah, there's a few that I do, but I'm not a big reader. So it's really hard for me to like sit down and read the Bible. I found that the Tree of Life version, is the easiest for me to read, but I do like listening to pastors. So, get yourself off of, you know, your electronics and make sure that you are finding time to spend with God, daily and know his word and his promises, because that is, that's really the hope, right? The blessed hope for us. And when you have hope, you have a future, whether it's here on earth or, you know, when we pass away from this earth, you have joy and peace and hope, because of that. So, all right. Well, those were all good ones. Let's see. We have one other question. What's our time like here? Okay. We're doing pretty good on time. We got about 10 minutes left here. Let's see. We'll take another question. Oh, Kathy writes, how do you like returning to the ER? I am a ER nurse who retired in 2021 due to the mandates. Well, Kathy, I absolutely love it. Love, 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 love it. I get excited to go to work. I can pick up the shifts that I want to pick up. So I'm what they call PRN. And so I look at the calendar and I decide what shifts are available and I pick them up. You know, I have other income that's supplementing my life right now, which I don't have to go back to the ER full time. But when I am there, it is just a joy to be there, to educate, to be a fly on the wall. You know, my managers that hired me, I did tell them that I was a whistleblower. And, you know, they asked me if I blew the whistle for patient safety. And I said, yes. And they said, okay, well, good. Welcome. Come. And I asked if they would keep that under wraps. And they have. I have met several nurses, patients, and doctors that have recognized me. I've been there now 5 months, and I've asked them all just to, you know, keep it quiet, because I just want it to be Jody the nurse, not Jody the whistleblower. And it's very enlightening being there, where most people don't know what I've done or how I think. But when we're talking, I give them little tidbits of information, right? Which makes them think. So when you speak the truth, you don't have to shove it in people's throat. You know, you just, I think Kimberly speaks to this a lot. Talk to them, Kimberly, about how you present it to them.
Yeah, I like to do it in a way that is non-confrontational, because when we come at them and just kind of you know, in that confrontational manner, you lose people that way. The way that I do it, the approach I use is I like to just ask thought provoking questions of people and plant a seed. You know, my favorite one to ask is always, you know, if so many patients were dying of a COVID, the virus itself, then why were we not pulling bodies off of the streets or out of homes? We weren't. The only place that anyone was dying was in the hospitals. So it's just really asking those types of thought provoking questions and planting the seed. And then hopefully that critical thinking will be triggered. Mm-hmm. And they'll be able to, you know, come up with some information that is different from the narrative that's being spewed out there.
Right. Right. And, you know, I had one example. I actually did a post on this on my Nurse for Natives Instagram account, telling people that you don't have to take a test just because a doctor ordered it. I've gone into the room many times with people because if anybody comes to the hospital with respiratory symptoms, the doctors are going to order the COVID flu RSV test. They just do it. The doctors and hospitals and big pharma, they love data, right? Even though this test is experimental, they just love getting that data. And I have gone in the room and said, the doctor ordered this test, and they look at me and I can tell that they don't want to take it. And I said, do you want to take it? And they said, no, I don't. And I said, okay, well, good. You don't have to. And they said, really? And I'm like, yeah, you don't. And they said, nobody's ever told me that before. And I think that is a big fault to nurses. Nurses should be educating people and telling them, why do you have to take the test? Why should you take the test? Right? And what benefit is that going to be to you? And I tell them, okay, good. You don't have to take it. Because honestly, we're not going to do anything different. We're not going to do anything different for you. And I come out of the room and, you know, tell the doctor, you know, the patient refused the test. And there's always met with a big sigh where people are like, well, why did they come here then? And, you know, me and my, you know, joyful, smiling self to just redirect them back to, you know, what our actual role is. And I tell them, well, what are we going to do different, guys? We're not going to do anything different. We are going to treat the symptoms. And then they all look at me like, oh, well, I guess you're right. So do yeah. I love being back in the ER and being that nurse that speaks the truth and informs my patient? Because that's what, you know, we're there for. And I tell them that we are there for the patients, not for policy, procedure, protocol. Patients should be our number one priority.
And all of these policies and procedures, which a lot of them, when you actually look into it, we were taught in nursing school, evidence-based practice is best practice, right? A lot of these policies and procedures are more based on rhetoric that has also been influenced by big industry. So, and there's also interventions that are done at the hospital that are all risk and no benefit. And also, you know, so many patients are intimidated by the doctors in the white coat, right? And sometimes nurses, they'll see something, they'll show up and order for medication or a test or something. And you go in the room and they're like, here, I have this for you, or we're going to do this. And we need more of what Jody is talking about when you go in and you say, the doctor ordered this. This is why they ordered it. And you do the informed consent, explain the risk versus benefit, and then ask them to choose. Because it's really sad. A lot of patients don't realize that they have a choice. It is their body. And they also don't realize if you are not having a good experience with your doctor, if your doctor is being rude to you, if they are being pushy, you have that option to fire them.
Right. That's right. Yeah, you know, it's another example that I had, you know, a patient came in, woke up in the middle of the night, had this horrible heartburn. We worked him up for, you know, cardiac issues and all of that. And he was negative and he left with a prescription for omeprazole. And I told him, you know, here's your pharmacy. The doctor put in an electronic prescription. You can go and pick that up. However, have you ever heard of apple cider vinegar? And he said, yes. And I said, you can also try that. Make yourself some hot water, a little capful of the apple cider vinegar, some honey and lemon. Or if you're watching your sugar, you can take, you know, like stevia or something and try to do that every day and see if that helps you. And he looked at me, he was like, oh my God, thank you. I'm not on any medication. And actually it really bothered me that I have spent 50 years never being on a medication and now I'm prescribed one. Right.
Yeah. Well, so good on you for doing that, Jody, because omeprazole is a horrible, horrible drug.
Yes. Yeah.
And also omeprazole is a proton pump inhibitor, which are handed out like candy. And when they first came out, you know, it's big pharma's new, it was like big pharma's new shiny drug. And then the doctors were like, oh, it's a great drug. Yeah, super safe. And now we do have published studies that are showing that PPIs are associated with an increase in all-cause mortality. There's a lot of really negative side effects to it. And what I see time and time again, when people are having reflux, it usually is because they're low in magnesium. They are eating packaged processed foods, or they're underproducing stomach acid due to an upregulated stress response. And these are easy fixes.
There you go. Anything you want to add to that, Michelle?
I've been on the journey as a person with a major medical, a lot of major medical, and I'm amazed to this day, looking back in my 20s, how I systemically started having this significant body pain all over my body. And, you know, that's not a normal presenting thing for somebody that's late in their 20s. And I was amazed that when I would go to doctors, how the first thing they would provide, hand me, is a prescription for a major narcotic. And I'm like, you just met me. You don't even know me. And this was before all the big things came out that they started tracking who was prescribing what. I could have easily been a narcotic addict very young if I had not been a nurse and informed. And also the reason why I ended up with so much pain, which would be revealed by a naturopath physician, would be because I had had an entire year of kidney stones every 6 weeks that preceded that year. And what did they give me nonstop that this nurse in her 20s did not know was bad for me, which was nonstop antibiotics. So I actually had systemic yeast all over my body from so much use of antibiotics that it set me up for the root cause was my kidney stones and the overuse and abuse of antibiotics that led to a systemic major pain problem all over the entire body that when treated appropriately with non-drugs, but natural approaches, the pain was gone. I had no need of physicians anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's all the time we have for today, but you know, if there are any nurses or even doctors out there listening to the program, guys, I just highly encourage you to educate your patients on natural things that they can do. And I know many nurses, they're like, oh, if a doctor prescribes this, I can't talk against it. No, I mean, you can educate. That is what we are here for. And hopefully that is what this show did for you guys today, was to provide you some knowledge, some inspiration, some courage to go out there and, you know, and live your best life and help your communities heal as well. So thank you for joining us on our first edition of Nurse Q&A with our new nurse co-host, Melissa Schreibfeder from Functional Nurse Academy. And until next time, guys, be safe, be well, and God bless.
It's time and